happens. We do a lot.
Yes.
Oh.
For self-image, because they blame themselves and how they look in society and had that poor self-image, that feels really sad to me.
And it's surprising because, you know, again, two groups of people, those that are suffering from lack of whatever, and for the people that are seeing that, like, and wanting to help. And our first instinct, of course, is to throw money at it.
Yeah.
As we, you know, started the series, LBJ, good Texan, right? Let's throw money at it. Well, 50 years later, that's not our concern. So that's why 50 years later, we still have to be asking the question, how can we do this better?
Right.
How can we do it better? But again, what they were talking about was brokenness in the four different relationships.
Right.
Let me...
And then brokenness. Brokenness, this was an interesting concept. Of course, the primary being the brokenness in our relationship with God. All of these things were perfect in the garden before the fall. But with that fall, everything's messed up. Everyone is messed up in some way. Because we're not that perfect representation. We are made in the image of God. But that all changed with the fall. So how, to the best of our ability, can we help people restore? With self. Maybe somebody's dealing with some self-image, like you were saying. Maybe dealing with others. Maybe with the rest of creation. Some people, and you notice, some people focus only on, if only we solved climate change, you know, then we're all free. It's like, it's never ever that easy. Never ever that easy. But here's really what I want us to be thinking about. And we'll wrap it up and move on. Until next week. And that is the question I want us to be pondering. How might we be thinking about another person's poverty in terms of broken relationships? And how does that change the way we interact with them? How does that change? This is something that there's not an answer to, just to be pondering this as we go through the series. And the other question is this. Think about new ways. Are there new ways for us to show the love and healing work of Christ to this person? Or this family in each of the broken relationships. These are the sort of things that we are going to be dealing with over the next 6 weeks. And I'm looking forward to it. What do you think so far?
It's interesting. It's
very interesting. I think it has a lot, especially for the North American church, but especially us, because I think it's a very special mission to be called to deal with people and families affected by disability, because one in five people experiencing disability and one in five people are in poverty. Connection?
Yeah.
I think there's a pretty definite connection there.
It reminds us not to judge people. You know, that's the whole thing we have in our mind, how people should dress, look, act. You know, maybe they don't have the social skills because they weren't educated and so forth. We really need to be careful how we judge each other.
Amen.
And approaching each other, realizing our brokenness.
Right.
We're all broken. We all need fixing. And we're all in that process of sanctification. Okay, the justification that was done, the Lord did his work, but the rest of our lives is a continuous process. Till the day we close our eyes here, like Jerry, and open them up in paradise, right?
Right.
Amen. We're not done. We're not done until that moment. So Heavenly Father, in this time that we do have on earth, we just praise you and thank you for the opportunity to open our eyes, our earthly eyes, to see people the way you see them, and to deal with the problems that they're dealing with, especially when struggling with poverty issues. How best to do that, Lord? We need to know this in order for us to do what you have called us to do. It is a very special, unique, and I just think an awesome opportunity to
minister to people and families that such a large percentage of the population is dealing with, yet so few people do a really, really good job with it. And Bartimaeus has been doing such an awesome job for so many years, and yet there's such a large opportunity to do an even better job, and we pray to you and thank you for that opportunity. Lord, may you take it and run with it, today and in the future. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.